Thanks, Damien, and good afternoon. Californians head to the polls for the June primary today. Locally, there are several races of interest, including two supervisor contests, a DA's race, and a governor's primary. Locally, supervisors Virginia Bass and Ryan Sundberg face challenges from Chris Kerrigan and Sharon Latour, respectively. Four candidates, Maggie Fleming, Elan Furpo, Alan Dollison, and Arnie Klein, are all vying for 50% plus one of today's vote in an effort to replace the retiring Paul Gallegos. If no candidate gets the 50% plus one plateau, the top two finishers will face off in November's general election. There are supervisors' races in Del Norte and Mendocino County that are also of concern locally, as well as the governor's race, which will pit a Republican candidate against Governor Jerry Brown in the fall. You can get all the latest election news by tuning in tonight here on KINS News. Humboldt Bay Fire is investigating the cause of the fire that destroyed the old East Bay Machine and Hydraulic Building at the base of 4th Street on Monday morning. The fire affected traffic coming into and out of town on both 4th and 5th Streets. There were no injuries reported, and traffic had cleared by noon. The building was a total loss, and a cause remains undetermined. Desmond Cowan wears a lot of hats as the chief of the Arcata Fire Protection District, and the two most important hats are those of chief as well as the fire prevention officer. Come July 1st, however, the department will welcome a new fire inspector to the ranks, Jenny Williamson, who currently works with Humboldt Bay Fire. Staffing small departments in rural areas is always a struggle, according to Cowan.
The national standard for staffing calls for four people on an engine, 24/7, and that is not found in a whole lot of areas. Ideal, typical, kind of normal configuration in California, well into the 21st century now, is three on an engine. We have two. So we have three stations, McKinleyville, Mad River, Arcata, with two on each day. We augment that with volunteers when they're available, but our staffing is still below what we need to get up to.
Cowan said that the addition of Williamson will help immeasurably.
We anticipate having her on staff by July 1st. She's going to bring a whole new perspective to our organization, skill sets that we don't currently have, and an ability to deliver those public safety programs and not do it with a chief officer. It's really hard, I can tell you, to try to coordinate fire prevention inspections and all those things that need to go on in the community while at the same time being responsible for responding to structure fires.
Williamson has worked with the department in Sacramento, Oregon, and locally with Humboldt Bay Fire. 45-year-old Alex Miranda of Brookings, Oregon, was driving northbound on Highway 101 near North Indian Road in Del Norte County at around 10 o'clock on Saturday night when Crescent City resident Everett Moorhead apparently walked in front of his pickup truck. Miranda's vehicle struck Moorhead, who suffered fatal injuries and died at Sutter Coast Hospital. The cause of the collision remains under investigation, although impairment is not considered a factor. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. A Petrolia 19-year-old has been booked and released on a car theft charge related to my Lincoln Town Car. The 1993 silver sedan was stolen late Friday night from my front yard in Cutton, the thief using a key he had with him. The car was locked and the keys inside the house with me. An alert Humboldt County deputy spotted the car as the driver was about to gas it up at a Broadway Eureka gas station Sunday night. Police say the man claimed to have bought it for cash. Sean Eugene Olson, who gave a Petrolia address, said a woman named Carolyn had sold it to him. And now Olson faces a receiving stolen property charge and a possible year in jail. But police say the key the youth used was not a copy, it was the original ignition key for the car, meaning that it came from the original owner or family of the owner. Stay tuned. Police say the car contained tools for stealing other cars, and it also contained a bicycle. Police and the Humboldt County Drug Task Force are continuing their investigation. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Dave Silverbrand.